Hi guys, this is Elizabeth Rocha. Welcome to the second episode of my podcast. So I went back to the recordings from yesterday. You all heard my story and I got your questions and I decided to choose something to talk about that you asked. So today I'm going to talk about why I consider myself a hacker, problem solver, driven person, let's say. So this goes back to my 20s. I was working, just started working as a lab tech, and I was happy. I was working for a private company, everything was fine, except for the fact that I was living with my parents, and the money that I was getting was not enough to make plans for the future, to travel, to become independent, get my own place, and these were all things that I aspire. I wanted to, I am very independent, I've always been, and I wanted to prove myself as a young woman, independent young woman, and with this money that I was getting, this was not possible. So I started to think, what can I do? If the money is not good enough, so I decided, I thought, well, I'm only working from 9 to, from 8, actually, from 8 to 5, so the rest of the day I can get a second job. So this is what I did. I got a second job, and things got a little bit better. So I started to save money, I started to make some plans, and I was happy, very happy. But I was still at my parents' house. So I did this for about 1 year. And at the end of this year, I got the taxes paper, and I was not happy about it, not happy at all. I had to pay a lot. For me at the time, it was really, really a lot, and I had the money, so I paid, but I was really unhappy. And another thing was that my vacation came, and when I was working, I was leaving home around 7 and coming back around midnight, and it was fine. I was fine. I didn't felt especially tired or anything. But when I took my vacations, I realized that I was really, really, really tired. I was not worried because I was young, healthy, with plenty of energy, but it made me think about in a few years, maybe 10, 15 years, this rhythm was going to be a little bit hard to follow, to keep up with. I thought with this paper, this tax bill that I had to pay, maybe I can do something about it. And I remember that I've heard people say that when you pay a lot in taxes, you can eventually use that as a guarantee to buy a house or an apartment. So I started to make my research. First thing I did, I went to the internet and look up every word in this bank language, so that I could understand when I would go to the bank, talk to them, and ask for this loan. So I learned all the terms. I knew what was the interest, the different interests that exist. I knew also what are the things you should look after when you visit a house. The humidity. Is it the last floor? Is it the first floor? Blah blah blah. So I got all this well studied. And I started doing my field research. At lunchtime, I would go each day to a different bank for maybe about 1 or 2 weeks. And I would collect information of how much I would have to pay for a certain apartment. The question was always the same. The amount of the value of the apartment was the same. And I wanted to see what was the difference between the several banks. So, funny thing, I discovered that the same bank, bank offices, well, in different places, they would give you different simulations as well. And later I learned that they have a margin to negotiate with you the loan, and depending on the person that you have in front of you, they can propose to you a higher or lower value for the same amount that you ask. So this was a very interesting lesson for me. So I gathered all the information the banks gave me. I went to my bank with the best proposal that I thought that I got, and I kept it in my bag. So I did the same question. I to the bank manager. I waited to see what was the result, what was his answer. He was telling me, oh, this is the best I can do. For now, we have this proposal. What do you think? So I looked at the paper, and very quickly I understood that this was not a good proposal. I took the proposal that I had in the bag. I showed him this paper, and I said to him, it's a shame, because if you don't do better than this, or at least the same as this proposal that I have here, I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna close my account, and I'm gonna move my money to another bank. And he started to stumble, and he left the room saying that he had to speak with his manager. And I said, okay, I could wait. So it was a day off, I think. Oh no, it was vacation time, I think. Yes. Still, I was on vacation, yes. So I had a call from a friend of mine. She was working same as me for the city council, but in another city, a different city. And I told her what I was doing. We were just chatting. How are you? What are you doing? Blah blah blah. I told her what I was doing, and then she said to me, "Have you asked for the state employees discount?" And I said to her, what discount? And she said, oh, they didn't say anything to you. I was like, no. And she said, ask them and you'll see. So I said, okay. The guy came back to speak with me, and I hang up the phone. I told her, we'll talk later. And I waited to hear what he had to say to me. So he was still a little bit disturbed with my counter proposal, but he said to me that okay, we can match this one and it's fine, you don't need to go anywhere, you can stay with us, we're gonna do the same thing. And when he finished talking, I asked for the employee state discount. And he was like, what? And I said to him, my salary comes here, so you know where I work. I know that there's a discount for state employees, so I would like to know how much is my discount, where it is, because I can't see it in this paper that you just gave me. So he was a little bit worse comparing to the first time that I did my counter proposal, and very, very disturbed with this. And he would start looking on his computer, looking for this famous discount. And he said, oh, yes. It's true, but you won't be able to get it because it's for people who are in the union. And I was, oh, really? Why? And he said, because you would have to be at least 3 months associated with the union so that we can give you the discount. And I said, okay, no problem. 3 months, huh? And he said, yes, 3 months. So I said to him, okay, so we will not go further for now. I'm gonna check this out. I'm gonna make a little bit of research, and maybe I'll come back. I don't know. So thank you very much, and I went on my way. So went straight to the union to see what was possible to do, what could they do for me. And the person that was there, he was already used to people asking for this paper to present to the bank, and he said to me, listen, if you if you pay for 3 months of our monthly fee, we can make you a paper saying that you were 3 months ago already associated with us. And I said, okay, I don't see anything wrong with that. Maybe it's not a very good thing to say this like this, but this is what happened. And so I got the paper, and 2 days after I talked to the guy at the bank, I came back and I gave him the paper. So with this, he had to do another discount. So this was the third one. So first for the counter proposal. The second... No, this was the second. Sorry. The second discount. But it was a very good discount because I managed to reduce all the interest in half, 50%. So I'm not sure if you realize, but when you're buying a house or an apartment, it's a lot of money. So this is my story for today. I learned that if we don't try things, we won't get anything. That's for sure. But it's not because we don't know how to we don't know a certain subject. We're not experts. We didn't have any training on it that we cannot we cannot learn about it and manage to adopt and absorb the skill. That this is what I want to say, absorb the skill. I won't take much longer because I'm already passing the time of my recording from yesterday, and I thought that today was going to be a lot shorter. Well, it is what it is. Thank you very much. I hope that you enjoyed the story, and let's see if tomorrow I can be a little bit more or less I can take how do you I have no words today. I can be more brief. That's it. So thank you for listening. I'm gonna wait for your comments. Let me know what you think of the story. Is it something that you've been through, a similar case maybe? No. Is it the first time that you've been listening to how to hack a loan with the bank story? Let me know. It was a pleasure to be with you today, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. Bye-bye.